So nobody liked my music selection suggestion.
What was it?
Joe Diffie. Welcome to Earth, Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay. Taking requests. All right.
When you're spinning around, things come undone. Let's start with Bob at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. How may we help you?
Yeah, good morning. Okay, I have a question about permits. I have a house where the homeowner, I'm pretty sure, put in some projects around the house. I need to know where I can go and find out if they got a permit for each of the projects.
Just go to the building department of the city you're in, and they'll have it all on record. You can actually do it online as well.
And if there's no record, then there was no permit.
Right.
Okay. And now, I go to the building department for Phoenix, and I look for residential permits granted, or how do I do that?
Yeah, you can just plug in the address, and it will tell you what permits have ever been pulled at that particular address.
And it might be parsed by parcel number, too. That's the way Maricopa County is set up.
The county, so for sure.
I don't know if city is, but know your address, know your parcel number. And they're not always the most intuitive to figure it out online, but once you've fumbled your way through it once, there's just so much information that the city and the county tries to put and have online, and you know, all their services they put there. So navigating right specifically to where you need to get to takes a little while because there are just so many layers.
Okay. All right, my second question, and my last one, I promise. I'm thinking about putting in some LED lights and replacing a homemade light fixture, which is fluorescent, in my kitchen. What kind of codes do I have for the LED lights that mount to the J-boxes? Not the ones that have the cans and the separate bulbs in them. You have any idea on that?
Well, you know what? We would need to see the fixture, and I'm not going to be able to answer that question. You'd need to talk to our experts at Fox Valley Electric or get in touch with us at the Rosie Wright Remodeling and visit with one of our superintendents as to what they're currently installing. I can tell you this, that we are using an LED light right now that's no more than 3/4 of an inch thick. It fits in the sheetrock. So we're putting them a lot down those hallways where the air conditioning ductwork is in there and there's no room for a can.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are only about as thick as the sheetrock.
So it's like you're putting a thin LED TV up.
It's a LED light and it looks great. But as far as what permits are going to be required to install which particular fixture, Bob, maybe that's just a trip down to the building permit department. Take pictures of what you want to do with a little sketch while you're researching the permit process that has or hasn't been done at your home. You can get all the answers you need in regards to that as well. All right, let's see if we can jump down to Julie. We've got Julie, Darlene, and Matt. Let's see how many we can jump through. Julie, real quick.
Hi, Rosie. I wanted to see if you guys had anybody you could recommend for me. I have some French doors that I think were hung improperly. They don't close correctly, and you can feel a draft coming through. I've had a couple handymen look at it and say they thought the whole door might have to be replaced, or doors rehung or replaced. And I'm ready before I jump in. I'm ready to have you guys, an expert, do the job. So.
Okay, well, we can certainly send one of our trim carpenters out to take a look at it. What you might want to do, Julie, so we can have an idea of what we're coming out to. Right now, we're doing a lot of estimates at Rosie Wright Remodeling by cell phone photographs and internet. If you'll just take some pictures of it inside and outside, show me what the problems are, email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put today's date in it, and put Julie's doors. Then I'll get in Monday. I'll scroll through the hundreds of emails that we get over the weekend. I'll find yours, and we'll reach out back in touch with you. Kind of from that point, I'll kind of be able to assess what might be the problem. And we don't have to come out and look at it and then go back to the office and put an estimate together and then send a trim carpenter out with what we think he needs. We can probably all get it done.
And depending on the age of the home, if it's an older one, more than 5 or so years, you know, step back and look and make sure you don't see any signs of settling that may have pulled those doors apart, because there's still things you can do carpentry-wise to push that back together. But if the house is settling, it's just going to pull that work apart over the next year or two as it moves. So take a step back, look around your windows and doors, see if there's any vertical spiral cracks, spider cracks, and take a picture of those as well.
And we get into those kind of questions when people that want outside work done right now, and we can't get out to every one of them to estimate, they're just sending me pictures. I call them and I talk to them on the phone, and I say, well, look for this and look for that, and what can you measure this for me and measure that for me? And we basically put an estimate together right there over the phone, both looking at our computer screens. It's working out very, very well. So, Julie, that's what we'll try and do for you. Now, we're talking about electric, and I told y'all when I talk electric, I'm on thin ice. It's the one trade I know the least about. But we are bringing in Randy Cole from Fox Valley Electric in this next segment to talk to y'all about this is a great time. We've got all this extra time in our home right now. This is a great time to get the electric system at your home checked. And they are offering, for Rosie on the House listeners only, a home electrical inspection regularly valued at $125. They're doing it now, this week only, for $60. They'll check everything. And we're going to bring Randy in the next segment and just talk through all that that inspection requires. And we're going to be talking about the importance of making sure your GFIs are working and making sure you haven't overloaded your receptacles with extension cords protecting strips, right? Well, yeah, everybody's home and plugged in right now. That's right.
It's our weekly home maintenance to do. If you have your Rosie on the House Homeowner Handbook, you can get it free by just sending us an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know the address you'd like it mailed to. And we cover our weekly to-do. This one is test your ground fault outlets. You can schedule those, maintain those, keep up with those by downloading the app, rosieonthehouse.com/app. And it'll help you keep and track and maintain your home. So if we do one to-do every single week, we keep up with our home maintenance. And we'll cover our weekly homeowner how-to next, as long as Darlene, Matt, and an open line for you, and Eric at 1-888-767-4348.